The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Loved ones, welcome to another episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. If this is the first time you're catching my podcast, I want to welcome you. I hope you'll go back and listen to other episodes. What I do here is channel messages from the angelic realm, and these episodes are funny and inspiring at times. And we dig deep into the spiritual and paranormal and ethereal world to discover what's around us that we feel but can't always see. And through that, we discover what's best about us, because we are also angelic spiritual beings. We are both human and divine, and it is our birthright and our best gift, I believe, to discover our spirit and to live a life that is blessed and full of wonder. And so today we are going to hear from our angelic team. And when I say that, I mean that I'm going to tap into my angels and your angels and the archangels all at once to get messages for the week ahead. And when we do that, we have to remember that angels come from a place where there's no time. We wake up at a certain time because we've got to get to work or appointments or whatever, but that's not how they live. So remember, when you're asking for something, they have their own timeline. They know that they'll work on what we need. Our prayers are always answered in divine right timing. But it's not always our timing. And you have to remember that. As I speak these words, I can feel that a lot of you have been asking for something, really calling out to the universe for things that you need and want, and you're feeling like you're not being heard. Let me tell you, you are being heard. You're calling out to a greater space. You're calling out to the ether. And that is not a place that is bound by time. So you've got to remember that your request echoes out and will come back to you. It will come back to you when it's perfect for you. So when you talk to the angels and when they answer back to give us messages like this, it also means that these messages will make sense whenever you listen to them. When you listen, when this message first, this episode first posts, for instance, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, these messages will still be timely. And I just think that's remarkable how they can do that. I also think it's amazing that these messages are both for me and for you and everybody else listening. How do they do that? I have no idea, but I think it's great. The angels have led me to an animal messages deck because last week's episode, we talked to Rob Guttrow, animal communicator and scientist and psychic medium. Amazing episode. I really hope you got to catch that. If not, please check it out. We'll have him on the show again. What an amazing person, right? Couldn't you just feel his love of life and his great personality? I just really felt like I was meeting someone I'd known forever when I talked to him. Amazing person. Please buy his books. He doesn't do his work for any reason except to bring blessings to this earth. So please support his work. You'll be blessed by it. He works with domestic animals when he channels. So I thought to bring some balance to that, we would work with wild animals today. So this deck I'm using is Animal Messages. Seek inspiration from your animal guides. And this deck is by Susie Green. It is a wonderful deck. I often pull it out in sessions when I'm working with someone who has animal spirit or animal guides on their team. I love it when I'm talking to someone and their angels or their loved ones on the other side are talking to me. And in the background, I can see like an eagle flying around. And sometimes that is a loved one's symbol. And I'll say, gosh, I'm seeing a lot of eagles or cardinals. And they'll say, oh, that's my brother. He always sends eagles. And sometimes it is a symbol. It is or a being. It is like a spirit animal that's coming through. And I will then tap in. I'll talk to that animal and I'll say, why are you here? What do you mean? And it will be either, you know, a symbol, like I said, that animal will mean something, or it will be, you know, a helper, and that animal will speak to me sometimes through telepathy or give me knowings. Like I just know because I know. Sometimes the angels will interpret for me. So sometimes we have animals with us because they are our guides. Today, these cards are going to give us information for our lives. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull cards here. I've actually just pulled them right before I started recording so we don't spend a lot of time with you hearing me shuffle cards and pull them. So we're going to be interpreting the picture a little bit, and we're also going to be listening to the words on the cards and hearing what the angels have to say. I have five cards in front of me, and we're going to start with the first one. So angels, get ready. Here we go. I'm going to call them in close. Angels are always with us, but it's nice when we pull cards just to take a moment to feel their presence. We're always surrounded with light, and sometimes it's nice to say, Creator or God or universe, whatever resonates with you, surround me with the goodness and safety of your white light. And angels, I'm ready to hear from you. Speak into my heart. Be that still small voice within me. And maybe when you're pulling cards, your messages are internal. Of course, I'm saying them out loud because I'm recording. If I were doing this just alone in my meditative space or my bedroom or my office, I wouldn't be saying this out loud, but I'm going to do it that way today, right? So the first card has a beautiful butterfly on it. This butterfly has red and blue and yellow on the wings. So you might look up those beautiful colors. Are those colors part of your aura? Are you red, blue, yellow? Are you being drawn to those areas of your chakra body, red, blue, yellow, gold? What do those colors mean to you? Red, blue, gold. Are you drawn to those colors in some way? What do you think of when you think of the butterfly? Emerging, change, evolution, freedom, perhaps. What do you think it feels like to be the butterfly? Feeling the sun on the wings, feeling the wind brush by her as she flies, feeling the dew on the wings early in the morning, migrating from one place to the other. The card says, delight in life and embrace change as the source of your creativity. The angels would like you to hear that, like the butterfly, change is part of your life. And instead of change being scary and looking at change as something that scares you and is something that you causes you to hold on to the way things were, oh, I've got to have it the way it was. Instead, let that change fuel your creativity. Say, hello, change. All right, what do you got for me? Okay, I'm ready for that. The butterfly doesn't have the strength or the need for baggage, no suitcases, no boxes, just the delicate wings. The butterfly only has his or her beauty, only using her effervescent, her lightness, her ability to use the wind to go from one place to the other. Nothing can hold her down. What fuels you? The angels ask. What fuels you? What is holding you back or holding you down? Be like the butterfly. Here are the words again on the card. Delight in life. Delight in life. This life is yours to delight in. Are you? That's a challenge, isn't it? Because sometimes this life is hard to delight in. It's hard. You came here, you chose to incarnate. And let me tell you that before we were here in body, we got an outlook on what this life is going to be like. This stuff that's happening in the world, it's not new. History repeats itself. And we were given a future outlook before we decided to be born to our parents. We got to see a little bit of what our parents would be like, what our family structure would be like, and what the world would be like. Maybe not in total detail, but we got to see the theme. We knew to some extent what we were getting into, and yet we said yes to it. So knowing that, delight in this life because you chose it. You chose to learn from all of this stuff. Embrace change. So if you chose this, be like the butterfly and fly out of it. If you chose this, be like the butterfly and fly out of it. Change can be the source of your creativity. If what is happening in your life no longer suits you, let that fuel your change. Let it fuel your creativity. The next card is the tiger. This tiger on this card is making eye contact with us, standing strong on four legs, tail up, as if alert and ready, not ready to pounce, but just like when kitties have that, I'm alert and I'm attentive, that active, excited tail, that tail is upright. And this tiger is making eye contact. Behind the tiger are tall trees. And I can see other tigers behind, but they are camouflaged. They're made of green. So this tiger is in front, present. And the words on this card say, passion and adventure beckon. Passion and adventure beckon. So the first card, the angels say, fly into it. If what you have right now isn't suiting you, fly into it. Or perhaps even what's going on right now could suit you. So go to the next chapter. Keep going. Build onto it. So now we go to the tiger. Passion and adventure beckon. This is a validation card, my friends. This is proof that when you fly away as the butterfly, when you let change fuel your creativity, that you're going into something, you're going into passion and adventure. In fact, passion and adventure are beckoning, calling you like a siren. That tiger is making eye contact, not challenging you, not threatening you. Making eye contact as if saying, come on, let's go. I welcome you. Let's run together. That tiger in front of you says, look at my stripes. Come, let's explore together. Let me show you. The next card is the wild horse, and this horse is in mid gallop. Tail is flying in the wind. The mane is flying in the wind. And this horse looks happy, running on a bright, sunny day. This card looks like a beautiful watercolor painting. It's a beautiful, bright, blue, sunny day. It looks like it might be summer, looking at the ground here. It looks like it's running in a field. And the words say, speak your passion aloud and defend those whom you love in word and need. Speak your passion aloud and defend those whom you love in word and deed. So here's the deal. As you fly into your truth, into your authenticity, and as you enjoy that passion and adventure, as you run with the tiger, people will question you. What are you doing? Who are you? You're not who I thought you were. You're not who I married. You're not who you were when we first got together. You're scaring me. What is this spiritual stuff? What is going on with you? You're weird. This card says, speak your passion aloud. In other words, tell people who you are. Speak with truth. Stick up for yourself. Self-advocate. And defend those in your circle who are on the same journey. You can say, I am living in the light. This is my truth. This is who I am. And for those of you who are flying away from a strict fundamental Christian life or a strict religious life, and you're moving, flying into a spiritual life that is full of light, and you identify with it better than maybe the religious life you were raised with, perhaps, you're going to have other people that flock to you because you need each other. And you'll have other people that question that because they're not where you are. And it might even scare them. This card says, be the wild horse. Advocate for yourself and others. Speak your passion aloud and defend those whom you love in word and in deed. Don't back down. This horse has back two legs up. So this horse is bucking, right? Running and bucking. This horse isn't in a stall. This horse is not sedated. This horse is not still. This horse is in mid-run. Speak your passion aloud and defend those whom you love in word and deed. The next card, my friends, is the owl. I knew we were going to get an owl today. I knew it. I saw one today and I thought, oh, that's got to be for later. We don't see a lot of owls, and it was in the middle of the day. And I thought, oh, come on, spirit. Here we go. This beautiful owl has all these beautiful brown tones and is perched on, it looks like driftwood. There are evergreens in back, and it looks like one of those cold, cold fall days where it could just start snowing at any time. And this says, seek out deeper knowledge to see through deception. Seek out deeper knowledge to see through deception. This card means that as you keep growing, you are to keep studying and keep discovering. And we've got the deception word in there, and it really means that I'm going to swear here. Warning. It means that you got to pay attention to your bullshit meter. So you're going to be offered many, many opportunities to go to classes, read books, practice things, different modalities. And your angels are saying, only lean into the things that are right for you. We don't have a lot of charlatans that are around these days because they just aren't. They can't make a living because we're so wise. We see through them. Our bullshit meter is pretty strong. This card says that as you move into your truth, seek out what matches you. And frankly, if it doesn't feel right, don't push yourself. Whether that is, you know, checking out a book or buying a book, if it doesn't resonate, don't push yourself to finish it. You know, those of you who, you know, take great pride in finishing a project in this part of your life, if it doesn't align with you, don't push yourself to finish it. Give yourself permission to say, no, I'm done. If you start a class and it's not right for you, or you feel like I know all this stuff, say to the teacher, this has been lovely. It's not for me. Okay, walk away. If you have someone approach you and they say, boy, I'm really seeing bad stuff about you, and they start to channel for you out of the blue, and that doesn't feel right, you can say, thank you. I don't need this from you. Keep your boundaries solid. You've got to know when you should see through deception. Pay attention to how your body feels. Pay attention to your spirit body. Pay attention to what my angels like to call the bullshit meter. What does yours feel like? Can you talk to your angels and say, angels, let's establish that. What does your personal bullshit meter feel like? Is it in your stomach? Is it an ooky feeling at in your chest or your shoulders? And one great way to practice this is walking through maybe the metaphysical section of a bookstore and placing your hand on different metaphysical books. And those metaphysical books are probably all valid, frankly, but finding which ones are in alignment for your growth and just putting your hand on the backing or on the binding of one book for 10 seconds and feeling the energy. What does that feel like in your body? Then lowering your hand, taking a breath, putting your hand on the next book and feeling it. or decks of tarot cards. What a beautiful way to choose a deck of tarot cards or oracle cards. Of course, choosing pendulums, that's a great thing to do. Pick up a pendulum, see how it activates. If it moves and feels right, oh, you know how great that feels. Put it down, try another one. These are great ways to establish with your team how they're going to signal with you when something is in alignment with you. Then when someone comes to you with content or ideas, or they're saying, oh my goodness, I had this idea and I think you're in danger, spiritual danger, and I have to tell you this, you know you've already got something in place with your angels, where if they have to alert you through your bullshit meter, you've already got that in place. Seek out deeper knowledge to see through deception. Because by this point, getting through the butterfly, the tiger, the wild horse, you're on a journey here. And they're saying this journey gets you to a point where you're so astute, you're so aware that now they can give you more opportunities to look deeper, to look farther. So establish this messaging system with your angels. And you're already there. If they're giving you these messages through these cards, you're already there. You're ready for this owl. You're ready for this message to build this messaging system with your angels, okay? And the final card is the fox. Your sharpened senses allow you to observe the actions of others. Your sharpened senses allow you to observe the actions of others. And on this card, we have the fox who's sitting there, tail wrapped around him, cozy and comfy, observing. The wise fox. Now, your angels are saying how proud they are of you, because as you have allowed yourself to identify as an intuitive, your senses have sharpened, all of them, including, of course, your sixth sense, your intuitive sense. And now it's time to really lean into it, own it, use it in all facets of your life, whether you're balancing your checkbook, or you're giving a psychic reading, or you're talking to your angels, or you're making a milkshake. Utilize your sixth sense, all your senses. Observe the world around you and ask yourself, your higher self, your angels, what is it that I'm to notice right now? And when you're ready, you can say, how is it that I'm to help? Am I supposed to help right now? What am I to do right now? Am I to be the observer, or am I to be the participant or the helper? Because in every circumstance in this dimension, you're either the observer, the participant, or the helper. The observer, the participant, or the helper. Well, that was pretty meaty, if you ask me. I'm going to have to listen to that again, because I'm the mouthpiece, and half the time they say stuff and I'm thinking as I speak it, what the heck does that mean? But I love it. I love them so much, and I learned so much channeling for them, and I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for all of you. You make such a difference in my life. I want to thank all of you who are reaching out to me and just giving me such love for this podcast. And I want to invite you to look at the other shows that are on this network. They're so wonderful. Remember that you can click on the microphone icon on the app, and you can send me a little 30-second message, and I'd love to hear your ideas for topics for the podcast. And if you've got a story to share, I'd love to have you on the show. Maybe it's a haunting you've experienced, or a book that you've read. You want me to talk to the author. Maybe you've written a book. Maybe you had something cool happen to you. Think about it. I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk. Or you have a great oracle card deck that you love and you want to talk about it on the show. I'd love. Or you want me to give you a reading on the show. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? You think about it. Most importantly, I want you to hear that you are very, very loved. Your angels love you. You're loved by this dimension, by this universe. I love you. I hope you know that. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.